Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the BYOB Show. And yes, in case you're wondering, that's BYOB for building your own brand, not the brand that you think someone else wants you to build. I'm Ryan Roten from RyanRoten.com, and I am the creator of the Personal Branding Blueprint, an online course designed to help you discover and define your personal brand. You can check that out over at ThePersonalBrandingBlueprint.com. If you're not yet following me on Twitter, kindly head on over there and look me up. My handle is at Ryan Roten. Twitter is my social media platform of choice, so I will respond to you there. And if you've got branding questions, feel free to ask away on Twitter. Or if you'd like to have your question featured on this podcast, head on over to RyanRoten.com/message and click the big green start recording button. Thanks again for tuning in. And today I'm going to talk about something that I get asked about a lot, but we're going to get there via a not-so-straightforward path. Now, you may remember my interview with Shane Purnell, the host of the Platform Giant podcast. During the show, he and I discussed a methodology for building your platform called CARV. And obviously, CARV is an acronym, and the A in CARV stands for Accomplishments, which includes the various credentials that you can and do earn throughout your career. As Shane and I discussed, these credentials can provide social proof and evidence to others that you do in fact know what it is that you're talking about. However, there is a time, and that time is called the zero moment of truth, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, when your credentials don't matter at all. And that, my friends, is what we are going to talk about today. You see, since releasing the online brand assessment, nearly 1,000 of you have completed it, which I think is pretty awesome. And soon, I'm going to publish a post with the results of the assessment overall, but I can tell you at the time of recording this podcast that the average score is a 33, which actually is not bad. This means that most of you will be found when people are looking for you. But, and this is a big but, and no, it's not the Sir Mix-a-Lot kind, the question still remains, what will you be found for? You see, many of you have indicated on the assessment that one of the reasons that you took the assessment is because you're hoping to find a new job or to be found by a recruiter. Others of you would like to or have already started a side business. So obviously, if you have a side business, you need to be found in search. So whichever camp you fall into, that question still remains. When you are discovered online by a recruiter, a hiring manager, or a potential customer, does your online profile tell that person that you are the answer to their problem, that you are the solution? To answer this question, you need to put yourself in the shoes of others and think about what it is that they are looking for when they go online searching for something. My bet is that the majority of time, if you really stop and you think about it, when you are searching for something online, what you're searching for is the solution to some kind of problem. Guess what? Recruiters, hiring managers, and especially potential customers are absolutely no different. And it doesn't matter if you have all of the credentials or all of the degrees offered in your given field. If you don't come across as the solution to your company or your customer's problem, they will move on, just like you will. Which is why I say that Google, in that zero moment of truth, doesn't care at all about your credentials, and neither will anyone else, at least not at the beginning stages of someone trying to find a solution to their problem online. Now, occasionally, I do receive emails from assessment takers expressing issues with the assessment. Mostly, it's because they feel that they are already experts in their field, and thus they should have scored higher, like this email that I received just last week.
I retired as an advisor from the world's largest conglomerate. I'm a highly qualified engineer, photographer, and a master mechanic. I've done numerous such assignments in my 37-year career when I joined the industry as a blue-eyed executive engineer trainee after graduating from the university with distinction. For this, I should have received a higher score, so I just found your assessment as pure and cheap junk.
Now, this person went on to explain all of the reasons why their numerous credentials should have resulted in a higher score. And I understand this sentiment, but frankly, it's flawed logic, and it also shows a lack of understanding of what the assessment itself is looking for. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering what I'm talking about when I mentioned the assessment, head on over to RyanRoten.com, click any of the orange Get Started buttons, and you'll be able to take the assessment yourself. But to ground us all on the same page, the assessment is looking at your presence online holistically. It reviews all of your online presence, not just whether or not you appear as one of the top 10 search results. You see, I developed the assessment for you to use as a guideline to better understand how to develop and build your brand online. The assessment doesn't care if you believe that you're an expert, or if you have degrees or certifications, or may have even taken other assessments before. None of these things mean that you will show up in search in a manner that best serves you, your career, or your business. None of it guarantees that you will show up in a manner that you want to be known for, that shows that you are the solution to someone else's problem. And in case you're wondering, not every question in the assessment is scored. You see, it took me years of reading, researching, and talking to SEO experts like Todd Lohenry to understand what it takes to build a great brand online. And the questions that do provide you a score are questions derived from this research, and they all get back to and are related to how you show up in search in a manner that best serves you, your career, and your business. So with that in mind, anytime I receive an email from someone, I approach their reaction through this lens. In fact, the question that comes to my mind when I read through this person's response is, do they want to show up online as a qualified engineer, a photographer, or a master mechanic? Three very different things. And this person may very well be all three, but if you want to be known as an expert in any one of them, then that's what we should find about you on the first page of search results. Now, you're going to hear this a lot, but this is the question that you need to be asking yourself every time you post something online, because credentials, degrees, and certifications, oh my, only matter if your online message conveys your value and how you can help others solve whatever particular problem it is that they are searching for at that moment. Or, as I've already said a couple of times, and as Todd Lohenry taught me, at that zero moment of truth, which is when those search results pop up. So you better believe that whenever I receive an email like that one, I will take the time to search for that person online. And guess what? When I Googled this particular person, I found their LinkedIn profile at the bottom of page one as a suggested result. Why suggested? Because as it happens, this particular person, despite their credentials and their best intentions, well, they happen to share their name with a famous actor who claims 9 of the top 10 results on page one. Don't worry, I can hear those of you with unique names shouting out loud right now for joy, and it's true. If you have a unique name, you do already have an advantage that others will not have. Now, this is especially true for those of you who share your name with a famous person, or frankly, any other non-famous person for that matter. And in many cases, if you have a unique name, your unique name alone will allow you to show up in search, but again, you still have to ask, are you showing up in the manner that paints the best picture of who you are and the problems that you solve? I received this email recently from a person who was equally not happy with their assessment score.
I should have scored way higher than you gave me. If you Google my name, you get about 3 pages of just me. There's nobody else in the entire world with my name. My score should have been much higher based on the Google search. Anyone Googling my name will find me and only me, with my LinkedIn profile being number one link on the search page. I closed my Facebook account. Try it. Google my name and you'll see it's just me. My name in and of itself is a unique branding tool. Thank you again.
Truth is, I agree. Your unique name can provide you with a unique branding tool, but again, what do you want to be branded as? And by the way, this email was not all fire and brimstone. She did take the time to thank me for the podcast and for putting the assessment together in the first place, so there's that. Anyway, I decided to take this person's challenge, which I would have done anyway, and I went ahead and conducted the Google search. As I suspected, and as they plainly told me, they are correct. They do show up in search. However, not in the way they think. You see, my search results for this person did not have a LinkedIn profile as the number one result, as they indicated was their number one result. And the reason why I got a different result is because when this person Googled themselves, they did not log out of their browser, clear their cache, or open an incognito window. You see, Google knew this, and they returned results that were tailored to this person. This is why when I Googled this person, I got different results. In fact, I got what would be considered to be the real results because I had never searched for this person before, ever. And while it is also true this person's name was in every result on the first page, it needs to be pointed out that six of those top 10 results were for sites like 411.com, Spokio.com, WhitePages.com, Poems.com, ZoomInfo.com, and Intellis.com. All of those are websites that collect and curate data about us on the web. You don't control what these sites display, so they do nothing to help others understand you better. They do nothing to help improve or enhance your brand. So needless to say, in this case, these results don't paint that cohesive picture of this person, or any person for that matter, as a solution to a potential employer, recruiter, or customer's problems. Interestingly enough, as a side note, this person also told me in the email that they were looking for a new job. Go figure. So as I start to wrap up today's show, I hope you understand after listening to this episode that at that zero moment of truth, when someone is looking for a solution to their problem, your credentials do not matter at all. They will come into play later, however, after they've gotten to know, like, and trust you. Until then, you are just bullet points on a LinkedIn profile. So this week, take some time to really consider how you want to show up in search results. Determine what problems you can help people solve. Get a picture in your head of what that looks like, and then go Google yourself from someone else's computer. And when reviewing those results, ask yourself the following two questions. Do the results align with your expectations? And two, do they indicate to others how you can help them solve problems? Remember, you need to tell your story online. It doesn't matter if you're an employee, an employer, a coach, a side hustler. You need to tell your story. After all, it's your brand, and I promise you, if you don't tell your story, Google will. Now, if you've taken the assessment and you have questions about your results, feel free to send me an email at ryatnrhoten.com. That email address again is ryatnrhoten. Or again, if you'd like to have your question featured on an upcoming episode of this podcast, go ahead and leave me a voicemail message at ryanroten.com/message. I would love to hear from you. Before I close out today, I need to send out a special thanks to Shane Purnell, host of the Platform Giant podcast, for being the voice of email number one. And if you've not listened to Shane's show, please take the time this week to subscribe and listen. It's a regular listen for me, and I know it will be for you as well. He does a fantastic job. I also need to give another shout out to Kate Roden. Yes, that's right, my wife, who subbed in beautifully, I think, as the voice for email number two. Now, coming up this week on the Brand New You Show, as promised, we are back to new episodes as moving month has now concluded, at least moving month number one, which is getting me into an apartment. Moving month two will hopefully come soon when I get back into a house. Anyway, my guest is the host of the Finance Career Launch podcast, but don't let the name of the show scare you. There is value in the show for everyone, especially those of us who may be mathematically challenged. So that's a wrap for the show today. Until Thursday, I've been Ryan, and I'm out. Today's show was edited and produced by Ryan Roten, and the music today is Wild Surf by Telegram. And it doesn't matter if you have all of the credentials or all of the degree. And I understand this cement. I can hear those of you with unique names snap, as they indicated was their number one. They did not log out of their browser.